Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about books they have read. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H why each speaker read the book. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H each speaker's opinion of the book. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I decided that it was something that I ought to know more about. I had some recollections of that period, but I was very young then, and I wanted to find out more about what was going on then. My parents and relatives, that generation, talked about a lot of things, but I didn't really engage with it all then. I was too young. I picked it from a list I found on a website because it looked as if it wouldn't be dull, and that was right. It was lively and very accessible and not at all dry. It made the events and changes of that period come to life.
Speaker 2.
There was an enormous amount of hype about this when it came out, so I'd certainly heard all about it when I came across it in the airport bookshop. It's not the sort of thing I normally like, but there wasn't much else to choose from, and I thought it would pass the journey in an easy enough way. But in fact, it wasn't the light read I was expecting. The story is very complicated, with different narratives interwoven, and you really have to concentrate hard to follow what's going on. I had to keep going back to check things.
Speaker 3.
I haven't read anything you could describe as a serious book for a very long time, so I thought it was time to break that habit. I picked it out in a bookshop, mostly because of the cover, I must admit, which made it look intriguing, as did the blurb on the back. Now I've found out it's something of a surprise bestseller, acquiring a cult following despite little or no publicity. It's all been word of mouth. And I can see why. It's really quite odd, and the style is very individual. Not really my sort of thing, actually, but I can see why it's taken off.
Speaker 4.
Other people kept telling me how good this author is, but it never sounded like something I would enjoy. So I wasn't totally thrilled when I got given the book and put off reading it for quite some time. In the end, I only read it in case she asked me what I thought of it. Well, my reservations turned out to be pretty accurate, and I gave up pretty quickly. Why do people go on about how good a writer he is? It's the sort of adolescent writing anyone could come up with. How on earth this sort of stuff gets published, let alone critically acclaimed, is beyond me.
Speaker 5.
I wanted to find out what all the fuss was about, whether it lives up to all the high praise it's been getting. Everything I read about it made big claims for it as a major and important work, and I thought I'd better see if it deserved all that. Well, I'd say on balance that it was a bit of a letdown in terms of style. However, he does have some interesting points of view to put across, and they make you question your assumptions and look at the issues from a very different angle.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
I decided that it was something that I ought to know more about. I had some recollections of that period, but I was very young then, and I wanted to find out more about what was going on then. My parents and relatives, that generation, talked about a lot of things, but I didn't really engage with it all then. I was too young. I picked it from a list I found on a website because it looked as if it wouldn't be dull. And that was right. It was lively and very accessible and not at all dry. It made the events and changes of that period come to life.
Speaker 2.
There was an enormous amount of hype about this when it came out, so I'd certainly heard all about it when I came across it in the airport bookshop. It's not the sort of thing I normally like, but there wasn't much else to choose from, and I thought it would pass the journey in an easy enough way. But in fact, it wasn't the light read I was expecting. The story is very complicated, with different narratives interwoven, and you really have to concentrate hard to follow what's going on. I had to keep going back to check things.
Speaker 3.
I haven't read anything you could describe as a serious book for a very long time, so I thought it was time to break that habit. I picked it out in a bookshop, mostly because of the cover, I must admit, which made it look intriguing, as did the blurb on the back. Now I've found out it's something of a surprise bestseller, acquiring a cult following despite little or no publicity. It's all been word of mouth. And I can see why. It's really quite odd, and the style is very individual. Not really my sort of thing, actually, but I can see why it's taken off.
Speaker 4.
Other people kept telling me how good this author is, but it never sounded like something I would enjoy. So I wasn't totally thrilled when I got given the book and put off reading it for quite some time. In the end, I only read it in case she asked me what I thought of it. Well, my reservations turned out to be pretty accurate, and I gave up pretty quickly. Why do people go on about how good a writer he is? It's the sort of adolescent writing anyone could come up with. How on earth this sort of stuff gets published, let alone critically acclaimed, is beyond me.
Speaker 5.
I wanted to find out what all the fuss was about, whether it lives up to all the high praise it's been getting. Everything I read about it made big claims for it as a major and important work, and I thought I'd better see if it deserved all that. Well, I'd say on balance that it was a bit of a letdown in terms of style. However, he does have some interesting points of view to put across, and they make you question your assumptions and look at the issues from a very different angle.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. Then your supervisor will collect all the question papers and answer sheets.